Cabinet in the Morning with McBull. How are you doing? What's happening on your end? Let us know as we try and keep every single person moving and grooving this lovely morning. And Shuaz will be back in a short while. Major, whatever happened to Major? Yesterday we had Jim Watt on the jam. How was that? As the producer of the jam, why are you not bringing me old school guys? No, I don't know. You can bring Major, but in fact, yeah, what happened to Major?
Do you know what G-Bug and
Jack
is?
G-Bug? My friend, you're speaking a language I don't even understand.
I grew old.
That was the biggest problem.
That's what happened to
me. See, this guy, this he's supposed to be my partner in this show, but here we go. Listen, what you can do is find people who actually care about you and care about your well-being, like Stanbic Bank, because they have an amazing savings plan just for you. In fact, if you reach out right now on a 984 in the morning, hashtag driving, and let me know, what group are you in? What are you guys saving for? What is your goal? I have 5,000 bob just for you, because they have an offer that is unbeatable. 14% per annum on your savings, and those savings are they get interest, and interest compounded on another interest. We'll let you know more when we come back. But if you are staying in town this lovely weekend of Easter, don't be afraid. As you get ready to hop into Easter excitement at the Hub Karen, they've got an exciting adventure waiting for you at the Easter Egg Hunt, kiddie fun, and live entertainment. That's not all. You can brace yourself for crazy deals that will have you hopping with joy. So don't miss out on the ultimate Easter celebration at the Hub Karen, and see you there to have a fantastic Easter weekend. Now, when it comes to Kanairo, I think Cup guys are the most amazing people in terms of resource and information. As I was coming in this morning, massive shout out to the Cup guy who was bringing me in from Maramoja. We got to chatting as always. I want to find out information about, you know, what's going on in and around the town. And he told me stories for days on exactly what is happening in this Nairobi. I wouldn't mention names, but there's someone who had someone, a sleepover of some sort, and then paid 7 G's or sorts to ferry them from Nairobi to Naivasha just before the wife got in. These are some of the stories that are happening in this city. And there's a group of individuals who came together and said, we need to explore some of these stories. Massive shout out to Philip Brayson and Grace and the entire team at Insignia Productions. Because now, Single Kiasi is here with us, season 3. If you've watched it, you understand what I'm saying. It touches very close to home, I would say. Three ladies, besties, navigating love and life in Kanairo. Mini Kariuki, Gathoni Mutua, Faith Kibathi in this amazing, fantastic show. And we've got them in studio with us. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah. I love the chorus. I love the chorus. Of course, joined in by Kevin Miner as well as Michael Smalls. And it's amazing to see Smalls, because I've known you in a different capacity as an assistant director. So to see you as an actor and being amazing at it is such a gift and such a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you, Bully Man. We have worked in the capacity of assistant director.
Yeah.
At a point, even directed a bit.
Exactly.
Well.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Decided to also see how it looks on this other side of the camera.
Fantastic. Yeah. A man of many faces and talents. But let's start with the show for those who have been living under a rock and actually have no idea what this show is about. Faith, maybe touch on that and let us know, what is Single Kiasi about?
Single Kiasi is a story based on three women who explore their dating life, everything, showing what happens in Nairobi, the Nairobi scenes of dating, and the way there's just ups and downs, the scandals, the good and the bad, all of it.
The in-betweens.
Yes.
Fantastic. Tell us about your character.
My character, I play the character of Rebecca. She is a mom of two with a very stubborn husband.
Not so stubborn.
Actually, baby daddy's not husband. Baby daddy.
No, after you live with someone.
What I love about this is they've carried their characters into studio.
No, after you live with someone after, what is it, 8-9 months? Mutu ni wako. Mutu ni wako.
All right, no. Smalls, maybe tell us about your character to Rebecca.
I play Eric. I am the very faithful husband to Rebecca in Single Kiasi.
It's true.
I am hardworking. I look, I provide for my family.
What does that have to do?
What do I get? What do I get?
Stop lying.
What do I get?
Yeah. So you're the hardworking husband, and you're the faithful wife.
Imagine.
Mostly faithless.
Mostly.
Mostly faithless.
Because I remember seeing, you know, watching season one, and there's no faith and trust between most of the relationships. Maybe Gathoni, you can tell us about your character and tell us about that.
Yeah, so I play Sinta May,
yeah,
who is a lawyer. Uh-huh. She is the sense behind the group of three.
Yeah.
But you know, once you hang out with nonsense a lot, it can begin to rub off on you.
Hey,
I'm not saying, have I spoken loudly?
Nonsense.
I'm saying Rebecca and Mariah took her through the ringer season one.
Right.
Season two, she was like, all right, let's see if we can make some adjustments.
Exactly.
Season three, she's out the window. She's off the balcony. She's jumping off. She's
exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the relation between, first of all, the girls, the three girls?
They're just besties.
Right.
Yeah,
they grew up together.
For a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Campus.
Right. And everyone went their different way. You guys had a family.
Yeah, we met in campus.
You met in campus.
Yeah.
You're still soul searching in terms of, you know, you're the lawyer who's made it and decided to put her career first, right?
Correct.
Right. And Minnie's character?
Mine is...
She's a baby girl.
Yeah.
Soft girl era vibe, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Stress is not her portion.
No.
Right.
Money is her love language.
Yeah.
Right. I saw in the drop top and I was like, yeah, for someone who's not working, you know your way around.
Yeah, that's episode one, season one.
We're right.
Just like, let's just establish what kind of woman we're dealing with here, okay?
Funny enough, watching season one, I saw some of the infidelity that was happening between your characters. This is Rebecca and yours, Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
And you cheated on your wife a bit, or on the verge of, with a character that was being played by my sister.
Yes.
Shadia.
Yes.
Infidelity.
I didn't necessarily cheat.
Yes.
At that time, we had separated at that time.
Yeah.
And I needed a hustle.
No.
I needed a hustle. And your sister was so gracious to see my hustle, and she funded me. She fell in love with me, funded me, and, you know, for me to be able to take care of my family.
Just to be clear, we were not separated. We were going through it.
Through it.
And we were living in the same house.
No. She left.
Because you were not paying the bills. And I have to take care of the kids and the rent and food.
So you guys have not been characterized, first of all. We're
all still bitter.
Exactly. But when it comes to mumams, I think Kevin, your character says it best.
Yes. Yes.
What, tell us about your character, Kevin.
So I'm the Gen Z of the show. And,
right.
Gen Z represented.
I'm the Gen Z of the show who has a... high attraction to women who have come before me.
Yeah.
who have come before me, believing that they have a certain level of experience that I may need.
Yeah.
So anywhere between 50 and above.
That's where you are.
That's where I play.
That's your sweet spot.
You know. Yeah.
Right.
So, I play a character called Richie. He's very much into our mamas.
Right.
He is telling a story of, you know, young men who just earn their dues by offering a certain level of service.
And true to nature and what's happening in Nairobi, we can't walk away from it, and the reality of it. That's exactly what happens to young people at the moment.
That's exactly
in terms of not putting work first, but finding the easier way out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I started playing this character, I've talked about this a lot. I judged the character. I found it hard to understand the character and to understand his incentives and whatnot. But after season one aired and I checked Twitter and my DMs and seeing young guys coming through and like, this is exactly what I'm going through, bro.
Exactly.
And it was so, it was a level that sort of opened my mind to sort of understand that we are telling stories that are happening right now.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
In Nairobi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nairobi and its environs and everything that is happening in this, our lovely country. We tend to be hypocritical at times and think we are holier than thou, but the things that are underlying in this society need to come to the fore. And no better way to tell that than, of course, the artists, which is our duty, because we reflect the society. We are the mirror of the society. And we have four amazing individuals with us. You can hit us up, of course, on 984 in the morning with questions, queries. And if you want to just, you know, tell them something, something, we've got Faith with us, Michael Smalls, Kevin, and Gathoni with us. Hit us up. Single Kiasi is in the house.
Capital FM. Why don't you guys keep this party going?
Jesus!
Take step daily. This is a gun in Tuango.
Oh.
Take step Monday, Tuesday.
Ooh.
I can't wait to f it out of.
Who are you?
See, this Pudesh is trash.
Aye.
Wait! Wait, I don't like GSU. I don't do that.
That's what you think I do. Mostly, I'm going to
with zero talent and no ass.
Huh? That was just but a teaser. That was the trailer to season 3. Hey! Faith.
Momoto.
Yeah?
Has your mother watched this show?
I gave my mom a word. I was like, Mom, this is 18 and over. That's it. That's all I said.
I thought season 2 was it. Mm-hmm. This is on another level altogether. In case you missed it and you're living under the rock, we are with the Single Kiasi cast with us. And season 3 promises to be even more spectacular, according to the trailer as well, than season 2. And we have watched the madness unfold. Of course, talking about some of the things that we love to ignore or be hypocritical about our lovely city that is called Kanairo. In love, in dating, in life, in marriage, in all aspects of society. And to talk to us about this, we've got Faith, Michael, Kevin, and Gathoni, who are part of the cast, and talking to us about season 3. Now, let's start with Gathoni, season 3. What I'm even afraid to ask because I've seen some of it.
What is the right question?
Yeah.
What?
What is your character going through?
What is my character going through in season 3?
Yeah.
As you know, as an avid watcher of the show, as everyone who is listening is, in season 2 we left with an introduction to a polyamorous relationship.
And those are becoming quite common in the city, actually.
Is it, Makbul?
So I hear.
Okay, okay. Okay.
So I hear.
So you hear.
Caveat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So we act. Right. Yeah. You know?
Love it.
Yeah, so that's, we kind of fleshed out that relationship now. And we just kind of see whether or not she's in. And I think from the first episode, she says, let's try.
Yeah.
And that's what we explore.
Let me ask you, what attracted you to this particular character when you're presented with the script and the idea?
Well, really, it's more like you're just told, this is the one you are going to play. Yeah. It's more like you're matched with it rather than you choosing it. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of have to now find yourself in that character. So the character lives. It could have been Faith. It could have been Mine. But then I have to now bring myself to it and now make it make sense for me.
Indeed.
In my body and in my character and my understanding. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know whether it's really me being attracted to it, but obviously now I feel a lot for the character.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For whatever she's going
and,
through.
Yeah. And all the things that she struggled with to become who she is and to continue messing up in the way that she does.
Indeed.
It's, I have to, you know, have a level of generosity and a level of just like, okay. Like mine is saying, like, don't judge the character. You have to be like, okay, that was insane. You're just gonna like take off your top and you're just, you know what I mean? Like, we have to just be very generous with the character and be like, actually, this happens. It's just like not on TV in front of a million people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we tend to judge a lot as society, not understanding what someone is actually going through. And Maina, I think watching your character grow from season 2 to where you are right now, we're getting a lot of backstory and understanding of your character. Just tell us about that and why he is where he is and what he does.
Yeah, I think just to stretch out from what she says, it's about being an open canvas mm-hmm. and understanding. Because Richie came on, his story started in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like we had, with the seasons that are coming up, we have to sort of understand why he's doing what he's doing. In season two, he fell in love with a girl. Because remember, this is a character that's typically just attracted to the Wamamas for obvious reasons.
Indeed.
Monetary incentives.
Indeed. Economic compliance.
Yes.
Right.
He has to get his bag. And then you add on a character or a complication where he's actually falling in love.
Yeah.
Where life is catching up with him. And the reality of things where he probably has to get a girl, settle down at some point, but he has made no plan of that. So at that time we see his emotions and we understand his human side. And then now in season three, we are seeing a guy who's battling with the pains of a heartbreak because that relationship ended and ended so badly. Mm-hmm. So we see a character who's dealing with heartbreak, addiction, which is something
indeed.
That he gets into.
And a lot of young people are actually dealing with that.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it's a different kind of addiction.
Indeed.
So he battles with addiction and family. So in this season, he's really being protective of Mariah, his cousin, who is in a very toxic relationship. So we see that we are seeing a character growing up. We thought he was purely for comedic relief.
Exactly.
Or comic relief.
But now he has
but
substance.
Now we are seeing, again, life catching up with him.
Exactly.
And sort of reminding him. And even, and it's interesting because even in this season, from the episodes that have already aired, we see his mumamas break up with him.
Oh, wow.
And you'd think, because when I was seeing the script, I thought the mumamas breaking up with him, he can just get another one.
Mm-hmm.
But we see the complication of him actually having liked the mumama. So he's actually feeling, this is a loss, you know.
Right.
So it's super interesting, and it's for me even as a character coming into play this character, or as an actor coming to play this character, it's interesting to see that story unfold and understand what young people are going through.
Absolutely, and as an actor as well, I keep on bragging about the fact that I've been in this industry for donkey years.
Yes,
and it doesn't. Every script comes with its own challenges, and you have to actually sink in. I take about a month or so before I sink into the character and understand it, and I think there are many challenges when it comes to understanding because you have to have part of yourself included in the character, and then you mash them together. Faith, when it comes to prepping for season three, and we're seeing there are a lot of not only challenges, but there's a part of you now that has to tap into another side that is not you. How did you prep for this character? And this season, actually.
So for this season, I had to, first of all, of course, remember where my character, Rebecca, has come from season one to season two, because in the beginning, she was naive. She was a good girl. She was just a simple life, until character development happened, thanks to her baby daddy, thanks to life.
Nonsense. You see, nonsense. Nonsense.
Totally disagree, but I'll wait my turn.
Because of the gradual change that has happened to her, of course, now we see her in season three going through the biggest heartbreak for her. Well, yes, she went through heartbreak at the end of season one, but for beginning of season three is just different because there's an attachment she has with the baby daddy.
Indeed.
Then now she has to figure out life alone. Before, I think she felt she had the support, kind of, but now she is alone. And now she's losing her job again.
Indeed.
I mean, so I had to picture myself as a parent because I'm not one, but I can imagine having to take care of two people and yourself for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
The rest of your life, you have to figure out what this person is eating, sleeping,
and that's just the underlying word, figure it out.
Yeah.
A lot of single mothers are trying to figure it out.
Mm,
yeah.
True. So thankfully, she has her friends who help her go through it. But for me, it was the reality of this is something that happens out here.
Yeah.
That there are single moms who have to figure it out
indeed.
No matter what. Like, you're
indeed.
Not given an option to rest and be like, okay, I can sort that out next
week.
Nope. No. There's no break. Yeah.
Smalls, will get to yours in a second. Right of reply. I know you're waiting for it, but we'll come back just in a short while. When it comes to T's and C's, I don't think under your household smalls there are terms and conditions. It's just everyone doing what they need to do. Because I've got the cast of Single Kiasi with me. And it is wild. Smalls, where is your character in season 3?
Oh, man. My character in season 3... Well, let me give you a recap. Season 1, we had my character who was very much in love with his wife. And yes, he did lose his job and did need to hustle one two here and there. And he decided to go and get a mumama to at least improve his hustle, which, Bully, thank you so much. Yeah. You with your sister. And I appreciate you for it. And yeah, season 2, Smalls actually, Eric actually stole.
You're intertwined with the character.
Yeah, man, I'm there. Eric actually stole from the mumama, and season 2, he thrived. He had millions. And he decided to do what is right. Since he has the money, why doesn't he go back home to his wife and try to make an honest woman out of this Rebecca character, all right? So this is what you had your time. So this is what Eric did.
The beef is live.
This is what Eric did. Eric went and decided to make an honest woman out of Rebecca and decided to marry her. But unfortunately, his demons from season 2 are still following him. Let me tell you what I've learned about for season 3 and the character that I play. I have learned that yes, there are single women and everything, and I do understand. As Smalls, okay, please, women, don't kill me. As Smalls, I do understand the plight of what you're going through as single women. But as Eric, I have to speak for the men, and I do also understand what the single baby daddies have to go through, dealing with baby mama drama. Baby mama drama and your boyfriends and everything. I've seen what single dads have had to deal with, and sometimes they actually don't want to leave. They're actually sent away. So I think it's something important we need to talk about.
Eric is just trying to move the reverse psychology over here.
You don't send a good thing away. You don't send a good thing away.
No, you try. You try. Come on, guys. We cannot be in this hole, Nini, when somebody just koseas kidogo. All of a sudden, out, go out. It's either my way or the highway. It can't be like that.
So anyone listening in, I'm just here actually watching Single Kiasi, the live performance. The live performance in studio. It is World Theater Day, and I could not be happier as it's just unfolding right in front of me. They've forgotten themselves. They've gotten into character. And what a week to actually do this, because it's Kalasha week, where we celebrate our industry, this beautiful industry that is ours. And I'll throw in the fact that I started in theater and I've been acting for donkey years, and I've seen this industry grow in leaps and bounds. And now we have, you know... actors who are coming in from different facets of the world. Like, Maina, you come in from a more influencing world, if I'm not wrong.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. When I'm not acting, I am content creating.
Yeah.
I'm a poet, who would have known, a wellness poet. Mm-hmm. I am also a journalist.
Indeed.
You know, all these things that are away from...
Your poem's on point, by the way. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
Endorse that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I am... It's an amazing opportunity that the industry is giving to new talent and people who, you know, at some point had given up on this dream of acting.
Indeed.
But somehow are being... pulled back in. It's one of those, if it's meant for you, it's meant for you.
It is. Gathoni, where are you in terms of, you know, acting in Kenya, so to speak?
I'm in the field.
Yes.
Niko hapo kwa battlefield. I'm inside the field, at least, you know, niko kwa ground.
Yes.
As someone who has taught acting in Kenya for the last, since 2016.
Indeed.
And as someone who has entered the industry as an actor and has, quote unquote, climbed some ranks.
Indeed.
What I can say is that it's just, we have a very small and growing, and I mean infantile, like
indeed,
childlike, like very small industry.
Yeah.
But we are mighty, you know, and
yes,
we are very passionate people, as you can tell. If you speak to any of the people sitting next to me here about acting, they are some of the most passionate people who will tell you about how the performing arts has a great, you know, what is it, vision? Like
indeed,
there's a lot to come.
Indeed.
And how we're all putting in a lot of effort in every different way. Smalls will tell you how he does it behind the screens.
Indeed.
I mean, Faith has done, you know, media before. I mean...
Yeah.
he's a journalist. I mean, there's so much that, and yet we are here doing this professionally. So we're all bringing all of these things to try and build this kasmolka baby. You know, this is all the milk that we're giving this child. So
exactly.
I think it's a small industry, and I'm happy to be in it, but there's a lot to go.
Exactly.
All this to say, kama we ni mzazi, and your child is somehow into this thing.
Yeah. Mm.
There is no better time than now.
Yes,
Chappelle.
Yes, we have Kalasha Award nominees.
Come on. How do we vote?
So, for now, the voting session has been closed.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, and the award ceremony will be happening on Saturday.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It's happening at KICC.
Yes.
I'm going to be hosting the awards.
Ooh. Okay.
Let me just say that. It's actually the first time I'm seeing this. I signed the contract now. I can be able to say that. I cannot wait to celebrate all you guys and, of course, the entire industry to where it is right now. Mm. Standing on this other side as, first of all, as a practitioner in the industry, congratulations, you guys. Congratulations. And you're making me feel FOMO because now these media tours, I just see you back and forth. I'm like, I want to go back.
You can come. You can join us.
I can join you guys.
Come inside. I'll jump to that side.
And just quickly, as we go into the top of the hour, Smalls, there are many cameo appearances that are being made by amazing actors such as Nini Ashera and so on and so forth. Just mention some of the names.
Oh, man. Some of the cameos that are happening in Single Kiasi.
Wanjira Long Hour.
Wanjira from right here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aura.
Annie as well on The Fuse as well.
We have Helen Kelly.
The goddess of acting.
Mama.
The goddess of acting in Kenya.
Yes.
Wow.
She's a stunning woman. Let me leave that for Richie. Get into the details.
Jimmy Gadu.
Jimmy Jam.
We have a comeback of Joy Candy.
Nice.
We have a comeback of Lenana.
And a new design.
Yeah. Well, you know Lenana, right?
Well, yeah, Faith, you must have had fun in that scene.
I believe Regina Ray, is it?
As well.
She, as my mother, you know, she's got to make a quick
reappearance. Right, early cameo.
My mama.
All right, quickly, where do we find it, what time, and how do we subscribe and stuff like that?
Showmax is where you find it exclusively. On Showmax.
Indeed.
There are various ways you can get Showmax on your mobile or on your TV.
Indeed.
Subscribe and watch it. It's the biggest show in the country.
That's correct.
And has been for the past.
And will continue to be.
And will continue to be.
Next.
I mean.
Next. Alamaya Dukuduku.
Amazing. Thank you so much, you guys. It's been absolutely fantastic. Chico, no. Sit.
I actually want to point out that I'm a very good actor.
Noted.
Okay.
Noted.
Okay. Kind regards.
Yeah. Like fantastic. I act, I'm like I'm happy here.
Don't call us for you.
Phil Brayson and Grace Kahaki have heard those
Indeed.
Words.
Indeed. And a massive shout out to Phil and Grace and Insignia. You guys are doing an amazing work. And a massive shout out as well to Showmax, the entire team, Jennifer, Mwende, thank you guys so much. You've held the industry and continue to do the whole entire DSTV. You guys are doing a fantastic work to tell our stories, and we really appreciate it. Guys, thank you. Thank you for making time.
Thank you for having us.
I apologize for making me wake up this early.
Y'all
look beautiful. Y'all look amazing.
Thank
you. Now go get into your gowns, fitting, and whatnot. I'll see you guys on Saturday.
See you Saturday. Capital FM.